AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ikonomova. Early Voting Iowa's largest newspaper is taking aim at Donald Trump. The Des Moines Register is calling on the GOP presidential hopeful to drop out of the race, saying he's proven himself, quote, not only unfit to hold office, but unfit to stand on the same stage as his Republican opponents. But as AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports, Donald Trump doesn't really have to listen.
Because Trump doesn't need tens of millions of dollars from wealthy donors, the standard rules of politics simply don't apply to him. He can afford, literally, to continue dropping those verbal bombs that have defined his presidential campaign since the day he joined the race in June.
Trump has most recently come under fire for mocking Senator John McCain's military service. Though Trump may be topping headlines, he has 15 Republican rivals, and by day's end, that'll be 16. Ohio Governor John Kasich plans to announce today he'll be running for president. He'll launch his campaign at Ohio State University. On the heels of the nuclear deal reached with Iran, the U.S. is trying to reassure Israel of its support.
We've been with you from the beginning of your state, and we always will be.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter in Israel today, meeting with the country's prime minister. Yesterday, he vowed to help defend Israel against Hezbollah.
Hezbollah is sponsored, of course, by Iran, which is one of the reasons why the United States will continue to help Israel counter Iranian malign influence.
Carter did acknowledge heightened tensions between the U.S. and Israel over the Iran deal. A new AP GFK poll suggests nearly three-fourths of Americans say the U.S. should have diplomatic ties with Cuba, but they're not sure how far to go in lifting sanctions. 48% think sanctions should be decreased, while 47% think the opposite. This is AP Radio News. A Kentucky county clerk being sued for refusing to issue marriage licenses after the legalization of same-sex marriage has had her day in court. AP Religion Editor Steve Coleman.
Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis's attorney, Roger Ganem, says Davis has stopped issuing all marriage licenses rather than issue them to same-sex couples.
She believes that that marriage is only the union of one man and one woman. That's according to the Bible, which she believes to be the Word of God.
Plaintiffs suing Davis say her rationale would mean local officials could also deny marriage licenses to people who've been divorced or committed other actions that some consider sinful. Federal Judge David Bunning says he'll decide the case by mid-August. I'm Steve Coleman.
The L.A. County Board of Supervisors is expected to take a first step today that could lead to a minimum wage of $15 an hour by 2020. The board would direct county lawyers to draft a proposal increasing the wage over several years. I'm Violet Ikonomova, AP Radio News.